Now it's time to throw out three more stories as part of the No Sweat News of Gear You Up Friday for the quiz. And right now I got a 90% chance I got my paws on some Iron Maiden tickets coming to the Barclays Center on the 27th of July.
Yes, that's going to be an incredible show.
If you miss any of these stories, do not sweat it. You can always study up in the on-demand section at WRAT.com. They'll all be posted up there throughout the course of the day here, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Dateline, Scotland.
Scotland.
Story number one. As souvenirs go, this is a pretty unique one to bring home.
Mm.
A woman has returned home to Scotland from a holiday trip to Australia. And when she got home, she was in for a big surprise.
Uh-oh.
Maria Boxall unpacked her luggage after the more than 9,300-mile journey to find a very small, much-alive creature curled up in one of her slip-ons.
Oh, my.
Yes. It even shed its skin during its voyage in her footwear. Talking about here? A snake.
Oh, jeez.
Snake snuck in there.
A snake from Australia.
It's a can toad snake. Rides on the python's back to escape storms from in northern Australia, but it really just snuck into her shoe there.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Kill Bill scenario.
Her son-in-law told local news reporters that when Boxell opened up her bag, she saw the animal and thought it was a toy and someone put there in a prank. So she actually grabbed this thing and was like, ah, my God, it's alive. It's non-venomous, so thank God for that.
Oh, okay.
But yes, that's a souvenir to bring home, Mom.
Yeah.
From Australia.
I would be jumping out the window if that happened to me.
Skibby jeebies
there. Like Indiana Jones, I hate snakes.
Yes, me too.
Okay.
I'm right there with you on that one.
Mm-mm.
And story number two. We take things over to Dateline, Wisconsin, where there's a 35-year-old guy named Raymond. And on Wednesday, he ordered some pizza, and he wanted it delivered.
All right.
Well, they recognized his name and address because apparently this guy has been using fake $20 bills to pay them in the past. So what they do, they set up a sting and they called the cops there. And the cops went to Raymond's house posing as pizza delivery guys. So when he opened the door to get his pizza, what'd they do? They saw the $20 bills that he's been using and they arrested him.
Here's your, keep the change.
You filthy animal.
No problem. Now here's some handcuffs for you.
Well, my man Raymond, he did fight back. So they wound up tasing his ass.
Oh, no.
He's facing charges for obstructing an officer and disorderly conduct.
Oh, not good when you're getting tased by the noid.
And apparently this guy has been using the fake 20s more than several times at the same pizza place.
Yeah.
So they kind of are like,
gotta change it up.
You got it. You can't
if you're,
you're
going to be
place.
Putting out counterfeit money, you got to change location, sir.
Dumbass.
Come on now.
And lastly here, we always save the best for last. Check this out. Dateline, Florida. What do we know about Florida?
No Sweat News, capital of the world.
Get a load of this. Officer Doug McNeil from Fort Pierce, Florida, police department, arrested a 23-year-old guy and a 24-year-old girl named Zach and Krista. Well, when the police pulled over Zach and Krista in the back, they were in the backseat of his police cruiser. He arrested them. Well, guess what they started doing?
Don't tell me. They got close?
Well, they got caught shoplifting jewelry and baby toys at Walmart.
Okay.
So he got him into the backseat of the car, and they started hooking up in the backseat.
Oh, God. This is no. Beyond bad protocol here.
Right? Well, the dash cam shows them hugging, kissing, and their hands kind of disappeared without view.
Oh!
Meanwhile,
Robert Kraft would fully endorse this one.
Yes. He's going, yeah, man, give me a copy of that video. Meanwhile, Officer McNeil decided not to block what was going on. In fact, at one point, he even played Barry White's Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe on the car's radio.
What?
Yeah.
The police officer?
But the police officer did this for Zach and Krista.
He encouraged this behavior.
He totally did.
Okay, then.
Anyway, Zach and Krista both were wound up getting convicted of theft. And after an internal investigations, McNeil was suspended without pay for 20 days and letting them go on in the back seat.
Good news for that couple is they'll be starring on HBO's Taxicab Confessions.
Or Cop Kid.
Which is all that show was, that's by the way.
Hooking up in the back.
That was the whole premise, essentially. I can't believe that this police officer did it. He played Barry White for him.
It is Florida. Capital, man.
I guess so.
The crazy stuff that goes on down there.
Different country in Florida.
Well, there you go with three more stories down the pike here as part of the No Sweatin' News. Like I said, we'll gear you up Friday for that quiz. If you miss any of the stories, check out WRAT.com, and we'll get them posted up there in the on-demand section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.